Well, tax-free savings accounts come into effect on the 1st of March this year and have been touted by Treasury as one means of getting South Africans to save more. We're joined by Pete Nell from the SA Institute of Chartered Accountants to find out more about these investments. Pete, thank you for your time today. Let's start with an obvious question. What exactly does tax-free mean?
Yeah, well, tax-free investments in a sense, because there's a new investment that has been introduced. It's the first requirement is that it must be owned by a natural person or the deceased of a natural person, and that then essentially is a financial instrument or certain long-term policies. These instruments are basically bank deposits, participatory interests in collective investment schemes, and bonds.
Okay.
They are also, in a sense, prescribed by the legislation that only certain entities can provide them. And these entities include, for instance, banks, long-term insurance, and the government, for instance. And they must comply with certain requirements as well.
So deposits into banks, unit trusts, bonds, those all qualify or could potentially qualify as tax-free savings once the regulations are made clearer. When Treasury says tax-free, what exactly do they mean?
They mean that the return on the investment itself, so, and it would basically be interest or dividends, would be totally free from tax. And if you dispose of the investment and realize a capital gain, that gain would also be disregarded. So the instrument itself is 100% free from tax.
That sounds like a great deal. My question is now, why would anyone not invest in a tax-free investment? It sounds like an excellent opportunity to maximize your savings.
Yeah, I think the answer to that is, as you said, it's a no-brainer. You'll have to invest in that because it replaces or it's meant to replace the current regime of giving us some tax-free interest savings.
Mm.
But there's another reason. There are limits to which you can invest in these investments. And if you don't start and convert your current investments into that, you will lose out on that benefit in future. The problem, I think, at the moment in the market is with, as you prefer to, draft regulations. We are not 100% certain what the return on these investments would be. The banks, obviously, just to use them as an example, have regulations that meet certain requirements, and that will involve certain costs. So, you know, one will have to compare your after-tax return on this investment where there's no tax with another investment that may be subject to tax and see which one gives you the better return at the end of the day.
And I suppose that is going to be the defining factor, is how does the underlying investment actually perform? Because I believe that the fees that fund managers, for instance, can charge on these investments would be quite low. So I don't know to what extent one could end up with a situation where slightly below par investment vehicles or savings accounts are set up, you know, as tax-free savings accounts?
Well, I think that is the intention, certainly from Treasury side, and this is what will come out in the regulations, of course, is that you have to build in a certain, I would imagine, a certain risk element into that and cost to administer. This is obviously not the run-of-the-mill bank account, so there may be additional requirements, reporting requirements, etc., to SARS and Treasury. So yes, it definitely would influence on the rate of return on the instrument itself.
Just on those limits, there's a 30,000 Rand annual limit that can be invested in a tax-free savings account, and then a 500,000 Rand limit over the lifetime of that account. Is there any situation in which those limits can be exceeded?
There is, but if you, by way of contributions, exceed that. So if you, for instance, put in 40,000 in 1 year, they penalize you. There's a 40% penalty based on the amount that you exceed the limit with. But if you reinvest your returns, or if you dispose of an instrument and reinvest the capital gain that you've made, then you can exceed that investment. So those are the only exceptions to the rule that you locked into the 30,000 or 500,000 overall limit.
We haven't seen the final regulations published yet. They are only due to be published around budget, so end of February. But these, you know, tax-free savings accounts are supposed to come to market on the 1st of March. Do you think that product providers are going to be ready to offer them?
Well, it doesn't look like it. I mean, one would expect people to start advertising them. You would want to maybe start and roll them out on. There's quite a hype in the market about them. I mean, so you would expect people to have the details so that you can invest by the 1st of March. So the regulations come out only towards the end of the month. It would put those providers under pressure to bring out and meet the requirements. So I hope that they're actually engaging with Treasury in this regard to find out exactly what is needed so that maybe they can bring it onto market earlier. But I'm a little bit concerned that they may not be available because of the lateness of the regulations coming out.
Just lastly, on people with existing investments in other accounts, whether those are deposits in the bank or unit trusts, do they get special concessions to move those investments into a tax-free savings account?
They don't, actually, and that's the point. And I think people with existing investments should ideally speak to their advisors, because you can only move from one tax-free investment to another tax-free investment and then have no tax consequences. But if you cash out of your existing investments to go over to a tax-free investment, you're limited to the 30,000 rand and your annual contribution, and you may realize some gains on the investment that you're leaving. So, yeah, certainly people need to not only do this on the whim of it, they must actually just talk to some advisors about before they do this.
So some clarity still needed on tax-free savings accounts, but certainly I think something to look forward to and hopefully something to encourage South Africans to save more. That was Pete Nell from the SA Institute of Chartered Accountants.